Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 32. Self-love doesn't swagger. Hello. Happy Thursday. I love today's episode because it's an challenge that's near and dear to my heart. And the self-love challenge we are addressing today is overconfidence, or as a fancy way to refer to it, hubris. H-U-B-R-I-S, hubris. Hubris and overconfidence is something that is rampant in our society, particularly in our political characters, I guess I'll say. They're sort of taught that they have to be overconfident or they're not going to get elected, right? When you're overconfident, you have trouble loving yourself because it's overconfidence is another form of lying. It's another form of not being truthful with yourself. Because confidence is fine. If you're actually feeling confident about something and then you behave in a confident manner, that's fine. But overconfidence is masking a feeling in which you actually don't feel confident. You actually feel less than confident, so you're overcompensating. Maybe you have some sort of imperfection in your own eyes, and in order to come across as someone who doesn't have that imperfection, you compensate with overconfidence. And that leads to swagger, where you really, really, you think you've got it all going for you, right? You've got the swagger. Scorpios, I'm a Scorpio, is my sun sign. Scorpios are particularly good at the swagger because we're sort of naturally, we believe in ourselves. We believe that we're the shit. But we're not perfect, and at some point, all Scorpios are brought back down to earth in different ways, which is why the mantra, I have actually used this mantra. Your mantra for today is, I love my imperfections. Now, of course, you know, we could talk about whether they're really imperfections, but since that's a concept we're all pretty familiar with, and we criticize ourselves for being imperfect, then a good mantra when we're trying to challenge overconfidence is, I love my imperfections. And if we love our imperfections, then we don't need to hide them. We don't need to compensate for them in any way. We can just be ourselves, be our imperfect selves, and everyone around us will get to know the real us. And we won't have to swagger. We won't have to pretend. We won't have to put on a show. I made the mistake in one of my jobs. I hadn't been there very long, and my boss gave me a bunch of work to do. And it took me, you know, whatever, 2 or 3 hours. And I was so proud of myself. Now, again, I hadn't been there that long, so it's like probably very easy work. But I was so proud that I had gotten it done. And this is also one of my first jobs, so I hadn't learned any better. But, you know, I ran into her office and I said, I'm already done with, I finished that work. And she's like, really? Wow. You already finished that? And of course, I'm getting a big head, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm the shit. I just did that work way faster than she expected. And what was her response? She gave me more work to do. It's not like I got to take a break or I got any sort of trophy or I got a raise. It was, okay, you finished that work that fast? Here's some more work. Go do it. And I learned with that interaction, maybe I shouldn't brag so much. Because now I'm doing twice as much work as everyone else. Simply because I just went and told my boss how quickly I work. That would be an example of overconfidence because, like I said, the truth of the matter was probably that it wasn't that hard of work to begin with. Compared to what I went on to learn and be able to accomplish. So, hubris does not work in our favor. Now, the other thing that Scorpios are notorious for is shying away from doing things that they're, quote, not good at. And the way I figure out that I'm not good at something is I try it once, and if I'm not good at it, then that means I'm not good at it, and I stop doing it. And so, of course, again, I tell my kids something that I actually need to be told. And I'm constantly saying to them, you know, they say, well, I'm not good at that. So I don't do it anymore. And I'll say, well, you know, the best way to get better at doing something is by doing it. So this is a message I need to hear, right? Because I'm like many Scorpios. If I encounter something that I'm not good at right away, I just take that as a sign from the universe that I should move on and do only the things that I'm going to be seen as the best at. This is the hubris, right? This is hubris talking. Because everybody, you know, we're not born knowing how to do everything we need to do for ourselves. And some of us weren't taught to do everything we need to do for ourselves. And one of the things I am not really that great at doing is cooking dinner. For a long time, I had no desire to cook dinner, so that's why I wasn't good at it. And then I sort of didn't cook dinner on principle, like a feminist thing, I suppose. I had better things to do, which is fine. And then I met someone who likes to cook, and he cooks for us every night, so why should I try, right? Why should I learn? But about a year ago, maybe longer, my husband, the resident cook in our household, he started having like a standing appointment or a get-together on Monday nights. And so we decided that that would be my night, mom's night, to cook, to be responsible for procuring food. So I'm not that great at it. Simple things, I don't have enough practice. I have, you know, burned pizzas and gotten cheese all over the oven. I've made mistakes like leaving ingredients out or forgetting to turn a burner on. You know, all of these things you do when you're learning how to cook, and it's fine. It's no big deal. My kids give me a really hard time about it, and it's all in good fun. But the truth of the matter is, I have to go into those nights with a willing attitude and loving the fact that I'm not that great of a cook. And, you know, adopt some strategies, right? So the antidote for, the strategy to meet this challenge of being overconfident is, once again, to just be yourself. And you don't have to let yourself off the hook. You can still challenge yourself to do things that are hard, do things you're not good at right away. But in that doing, you don't pretend like you know what you're doing. I could never pull off the idea that I'm a, quote, good cook, you know? I'm learning. That's what kind of cook I am. I'm a cook who is learning to cook. And that means I make mistakes. I do stupid stuff. And sometimes I don't feel like cooking, so we order out. All of that is fine because it helps me grow as a person. And growth is a part of self-love. So maybe in that way, the strategy for this challenge is to grow, to try things that you're actually not good at. And in fact, action item today is to choose one thing you're not good at. If there are any Scorpios out there, it's going to be hard for you. Choose one thing you're not good at and do it at least one time this week. Just like I do the cooking once a week. Choose something and give it a shot. No one expects you to be perfect. You don't have to pretend like you know what you're doing. You can just be yourself. Okay, let me know how it goes. Can't wait to hear. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self Love 365. Much love to Henry Liu for our original music and Little Legends Design Studio for our custom graphics. Thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and to our blog readers at 365daysofselflove.com. And thanks to you for listening.